Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
When we last encountered Also Joel and Ape Joel, they had just completed the deadly virtual reality trials set for them by the nefarious and terrible Jackson, and discovered that, whilst for them the trials had only taken hours, in reality, millennia had flown by, and they were now thousands of years in the future, and in space.
It's been 15 years since you discovered that the two of you had found yourselves deep, deep in space. After, you know, your trip in the pods, Jackson let you into the rest of the Spire, the spaceship that you've spent the last 15 years on. It's comfortable, cozy, cramped, damp, rusted, and unpleasant.
Started off so good.
The vid screens and the high-tech equipment that clearly was meant to run the spaceship and sort of be used by whoever was piloting it has long since become dusty and unusable. You think you see a rat one day.
Oh, life. Home.
You've been crackling through space for 15 years. Jackson has, at some point during that time, downloaded his consciousness into one of the little vid screen Jacksons so that he can walk around and interact with you, not on a big screen.
They don't like that.
Probably another lazy. You don't know the days anymore. Time has become largely meaningless to you. What would you be doing?
So after 15 years, how am I feeling towards Jackson?
Well, look, let's say that you spent the first year destroying whatever body Jackson put himself into until finally your anger maybe didn't subside, but you realized that beating the shit out of a robot Jackson was largely fruitless.
Imagine you just, a robot comes out with Jack's face, we break it, we're like, that's good, another one comes out, like,
maybe for like several years you just had a Jackson with broken legs, just like crawling around the spaceship being like, please let me put myself in another body. No?
Kick its head every now and then. Yeah, okay, exactly. I understand. Yeah, so pretty much exactly how I'd feel in real life.
Yeah.
Broken and defeated, but still rage burning inside of me.
You've still got a tiny little, like a pilot line of rage.
An ember of rage.
Exactly.
That could easily ignite, but it is quietly simmering. Yes.
I think I'll embrace nihilism even further and just sit at a computer scanning the horizon or the space
the
equivalent
inky
of for us.
Space.
Yes. And be like, what's going on? I've stopped shaving. hair is very long.
Yep.
Initially, because you've given us character sheets, you've written age, and I was like, oh yeah, 30. Then I wrote hard to say. Then 35 with a question mark. 40? I don't know.
Look,
anymore.
Like I said, 15 years is what I'm giving you, but to you guys,
who knows?
You can't even really remember.
I wrote 50.
You might be.
Yeah. I went to write 26, as that is my real age, then accidentally wrote a 3, then crossed it out and doubled down and
does
wrote 50.
You really wrote 263?
No.
Because that's good.
No, I nearly wrote 36.
Well, in times you've been alive, you're in the thousands. If you'll recall, you spent what felt like only moments in the pods, but was actually centuries and millennia speeding by.
Solving Jackson's fucking VR bullshit.
I like to spend a lot of my days recording video messages to our black teenage daughter, who is now
a Vespa.
A Vespa.
Yes,
and
correct.
Then probably just now dust. And do my good cry face. Just real reenact Matthew McConaughey from Interstellar.
Yeah, no, like that seems reasonable. One day you're sitting in the bridge of the spire, and the long disused dust covered vid screen that takes up the vast majority of the front of the bridge crackles to life.
Yeah.
You can see on it an imposing figure, silhouetted, his face obscured by darkness. You have entered conglomerate space. I tell you to turn your ship around or suffer the consequences. Jackson, what? What's going on? The screen turns on and he becomes alert.
How do we turn the ship around?
Jackson looks at
also
the...
a person. Hi, how are you? We are hi.
We do not wish to engage in pleasantries.
I haven't spoken
you need
to
leave.
Anyone in 15 years.
You need
but
to
a
leave.
Man ape.
You have. We will fire on you. You have 10 seconds to comply.
Hang on. Let me. Hang on. Wait. Hang on. How do I move it?
You can go over to your. What's your let's call that your. Cleverness? What's your cleverness?
Cleverness of 5, but
oh,
I do
you
have
you
want to
read through your character sheets.
That's
please
probably
do.
A good yeah. point. Yeah. Probably yeah. A good so point. 15 years in, I'm like, things have like simmered down with the yeah. anger. But look, I'm still ape, Joel. Mm-hmm. I'm 50 years old, maybe.
You got extra arms.
I have human arms yep. as well as ape arms.
Two secret good. Arms underneath your armpits.
Yeah. My occupation is ape.
Mm-hmm.
I have...
Best job there is.
I have an ape brain of 4. Mm-hmm. Have 8 fists of 5. Time has not been kind to me, so I have jungle and blood pressure of a -3. But I have
you haven't been in a jungle in so long. Jungle and blood pressure of a -3 means that if you get too angry, there's a heart attack maybe in the horizon.
Secret punches plus 3. That's the hidden arms, I assume. Mm-hmm. I've got an ape heart of 3.
Ooh.
And a scary ape face of -2/+2.
Depending
what does
if
that
you're
mean?
Intimidating somebody or trying to persuade them.
I have a special ability of a mind melt, and my weakness, as per dinosaur world,
mm-hmm.
ghosts.
Just like in real life.
Yeah, just like in real life.
Yeah.
Well, I'm also Joel. I'm age of my occupation is man. cleverness is 5 with a hot future tech of -4.
Mm-hmm.
Punches is 3, and I still have my trusty sign sword of +4.
Gotta keep that with you.
Handsomeness is 4. My special ability is the ultimate orator.
Mm-hmm.
And my weakness, as is real life, can't cross running water.
Like a Dracula.
I'm guessing I was accidentally bitten.
That's the only beat you got.
Sick, do I get turned to a bat?
No. Yeah. That's just something you think you've developed as you've spent time in space. Ultimate Orator is a brand new ability, a mutation, let's say, of your orator powers in Dinosaur Ooh. World. Now, without a role, you can convince somebody of anything. However, the next time you convince somebody of anything, the original person loses any convincing. So you get it what per one person, basically. You could be like, be my ally, and they'll be like, yeah, sweet. And then you're like, be my ally, and your first person's like, what? What have I been doing here for the last 5 years or whatever? So that's Ultimate Orator.
Sick.
All right, your cleverness was?
5, but future tech -4.
Oh, yeah, back to the action where a man is threatening to blow us up.
Yes, give us more. Hang on.
You put your hands... on the console, boy. There's dials, there's buttons, the screens are cracked. Maybe as you move things around, you accidentally shift the screen off and see a rat's nest in amongst it.
Hey, Dusha, I found the nest.
Oh, Jesus. All right.
9.
Oh, hang on. Wait.
Wait.
7.
Hang on.
I just smack my ape hands on the keyboard.
And what's your ape fists?
8 fists of 5. But secret punches are 3.
You slam your ape fists down on the console. There's like cracking and breaking as you break the console. And then your two human hands come out from under your arms and pound on the console as well. They're a lot thinner and weaker than your ape hands. And all you end up really doing is damaging the machine. The vid screen itself crackles and buzzes. 4, 3, 2,
ultimate
1.
Ultimate orator. To like, wait, no, we're good mates. You love us. We're the best. Oh my God, you had never seen a ship quite like us.
You are my good friend, correct? But unfortunately, we have already fired the missile. With a resounding boom and fire erupting from inside the spire, the entire spaceship begins to spiral
and collapse around you. Jackson is like, oh, fuck. Okay, this thing was not designed to exist this long, so we're going to crash at the nearest planet. I don't know what that is.
Me too, Jackson. Me too.
This is fucked, boys. Before we land, I'm going to try and download the ship's computer into like a little droid or something, just so that we got it, you know?
Uh-huh.
No, no. How about you try and land the ship? We'll fuck off down to the planet.
What's your A-part?
My A-part, 3. But Scary Ape Face of plus 2.
You're trying to convince him.
Jackson's like, oh man, your Scary Ape Face is nasty. I'm not doing that. He gets opens a little hatch and pulls out a small R2-D2 style domed little robot. And he plugs it with a USB into the console. Slowly, that'll just download over time. The ship is spiraling out of control. You're kind of like the G-forces are making you come in and out of consciousness as the ship spins and spins and spins on its trajectory towards the planet. The vid screen...
I don't fight it.
I figured neither of you would.
I don't even put on a seatbelt.
The vid screen crackles to darkness.
And then
the lights, as you spin, the lights flicker, flicker, and then go out as well. You're sitting in complete pitch black, illuminated only by the like little R2-D2 style droid that's collecting information from the ship. The G-forces at a certain point get too much, and blissfully black out.
That can't be good for my jungle and blood pressure.
It feels like no time at all, but you open your eyes. Around you is burning wreckage and fire. You feel groggy. You feel unhappy. Maybe you sit up, have a look around yourself. Looks like you're in a dump of some variety.
Hmm.
What'd you like to do?
Look around.
Are we hurt?
You're groggy and dazed, but...
Not physically
hurt. Not terribly hurt, no. Seems like most of the impact was taken up by shock absorbers of some variety on the ship.
So we can leave the ship or we're out in the open?
Yeah, you're out in the open. You're sitting like... Wreckage of the ship around you, you're kind of lying in the ground in what seems like a massive dump. And I mean a massive dump. It seems like it stretches on for...
Like a junkyard.
Yeah, like a massive junkyard, yeah.
I scrounge around for my trusty sword.
Thankfully, it was strapped to your back. It's comfortably there.
I got all the swords I need in my fists. My fists are swords, but blunt.
Would you like to give a search around the area?
Yeah, I'll give a search. Let's do a bit of a sit rep on our...
No worries.
Fallen ship.
Can I get your... Let's call this cleverness and ape brain.
5?
4.
Okay. Also, Joel, you're just too groggy. You're too out of it. You sort of get up, kind of look around yourself, but then lie back down. Maybe after finding your sign sword, you're like, it's just not even... That's all I need.
Yeah.
Ape Joel, you stand up and have a better look around. You can't see much. It seems like the spire is kind of collapsed behind you in a burning wreck. Seems like all of the scrap metal and all of the elements of the spire have just kind of diffused into the junkyard itself. There's fire everywhere, but you're like, maybe the junkyard was already on fire as well.
I have the realization, I'm like, hey, also Joel, I think we might be free of Jackson finally.
Hey!
Hey!
Hey, I'll try to land.
In your search, you don't find him anywhere, certainly.
I take off my shoes. I know, I wasn't wearing shoes. I put my gross feet onto the ground, which I'm guessing isn't ground, but gross. It feels so good under my feet.
I mean, it feels good, but there's always in the back of your head the knowledge that this is filthy, filthy, filthy muck.
I should put on some shoes as I keep stamping my feet on the ground.
Righty, you kind of like have a scan around. Seems like other than the junk around you, there's not much. You can kind of in the distance see what might be like a little building or sort of an exit.
We should probably go there.
Yeah.
At least to find out where we are.
Yep.
Get a job. Never think of Jackson again and just live our lives as an also Joel and an ape Joel.
That's pretty good.
Righty, you stand up. And you leave the wreckage of the spire behind you and begin walking slowly and then, you know, quicker once you kind of get your bearings and get your breath back towards what seems like the exit to the junkyard.
Yep.
The building seems unoccupied, and when you pass through the entrance, you find yourselves on a sort of futuristic-style road. A floating car zooms past you, and in the distance, you can see a shining city of neon and steel. There's a sign on the side of the road that says... Welcome to New Metal, population 1 billion. Right. As you're watching, the 1 billion ticks over like a digital display. 1 billion and 2. That's... Ah!
distant future on the terrible planet Garbulon in the shining city of New Metal. Ape Joel and Also Joel are bounty hunters.
What?
Taking only the most dangerous cases.
Why would I do that?
The most life-threatening bounties.
That's fucked.
If you're in trouble,
no.
If you need help,
I hate this.
You can call Ape Joel and Also Joel. Two of you, 5 years later, standing on the rooftops of New Metal.
Sorry, I'll just... Age 55.
45. Occupation. Bounty hunter.
/ bounty hunter.
Good.
Behind you is the gleaming city of New Metal, an endless, sprawling metropolis of neon and smog and grime. Behind you is the endless sea of the slums. You're about two stories up, and you're on a case. A dangerous case. A fellow by the name of Danger Dan. He's a pine papple. That's a... race of beings which basically just resembles a pineapple, but damn if they ain't powerfully psychic.
Do they have legs?
No. Imagine a pineapple. That's him.
Danger Dan.
He stands before you on a route across like a gap between the two roofs.
Is he one of our companions or do we just work?
He's your bounty.
Right.
Oh, okay, I need to kill a pineapple.
Still have my trusty sign.
You've still got your trusty sign sword, and in your holster you have an NWA Fuck the Police standard issue pistol. The two of you.
Alright.
I draw my gun.
Wait, I don't have it.
No. Well, yes, you do. You have one as well. You're just not proficient in it.
Okay, equipment.
Checking your equipment.
NWA
the two of you.
Fuck. The, with an A.
Yep.
Police. Standard. Issue. Hand. Gun. Good. In brackets, pistol.
Nice.
That was worth the wait for everyone listening.
I think it was.
All right, I grab my NWA Fuck the Police standard issue pistol and be like, all right.
I'd just like to point out you're holding the pistol like a Pierce, baby. One hand. I hold mine sideways.
Yeah, good point. One hand sideways. Yo.
Oi.
Oi.
Danger Dan.
Danger Dan.
You're prepared to be danger dead, dickhead.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
In your mind, the resounding voice of Danger Dan echoes through your brain.
You'll never take me alive.
Oh, that's the plan, dickhead.
Danger Dan flips onto his side and rolls away from you.
Shit, I forgot he can roll.
Do you know what pineapples are weak against?
What?
Ape mouth. I chase after him.
All right, you've got to make a leap across the rooftop.
Fuck it, let's use my... I got nothing.
Ape strength, basically.
Ape strength.
Ape fist, I mean.
That's all 8 feet alike.
Oh, natty 20!
Hey!
Like a big brown furry bullet, you leap across the gap between buildings, slamming inches away from Danger Dan.
And just be like, fucking hell, Dan, why'd you have to run? Most of my NWA standard issue handgun, and Get out my trusty sign sword and chase after that pineapple.
All right.
Pineapple, I mean.
You make the jump in a far less graceful way than Ape Joel. You maybe land with only the front half of you across the building, but then scramble your way up. Danger Dan is going to keep rolling. Danger Dan is rolling, but it's a rooftop, and it's like covered in grime and soot and air conditioners and little smokestacks, and it's hard for a pineapple to maneuver itself. So it's not making great distance.
Am I close enough to pick it up?
Yeah, I'd say so.
I pick up Danger Dan, and I plan to take a fucking bite.
You try to grab him, but he rolls out of your grasp in a second. He's a slippery customer, is Danger Dan. Also, Joel?
Can I try and cut off his hair? I'm guessing it has the spike of the hair and stuff. Yeah,
yeah.
Try and cut off the stem.
Whoa! You leap in front of Ape Joel, bring your sign sword around, and with a fluid slice off the top of his the pineapple's green part, the top of his head. Danger Dan screams in your brain, "My cock!" and keeps rolling. Ape Joel?
I try and grab him again. I want to eat this guy. I haven't had a pineapple in years.
Oh, you grab him in your big meat. Maybe he's not running because he's in such pain.
Because Joel Zammer just cut off his penis.
You grab him in your big ape palm. You have him in your hand. It's also Joel.
All right, let's cuff him.
You figure you could probably put him in your jacket pocket. He's not going anywhere.
He's psychic, though.
He's psychic, but not like telekinesis psychic. Just like talking in your head.
So he can't like get in my head and be like, jump off this building.
No, he's incapable.
Oh, okay.
He's a pineapple. That's what Dave
I want to eat him, though.
You can.
No, but then we don't have any proof.
There's 500 credits in it for you if you bring it back to the...
dead or alive.
Alive. They want him. 500 credits, but look, you might get another case. You never know.
All right, I put him in my pocket.
All right. You put him in...
Maybe I, like, put him in my mouth. I'm like, just to threaten him a bit.
No. Come on, man.
I'll take him out and be like, you're lucky you didn't
get... You already chopped off my cock. Don't eat me. Or do eat me, actually. At this point, I'd prefer it. What kind of a life will I lead?
I thought, Dangerous Dan. I thought it was,
Danger Dan.
Danger Dan, I thought it was your hair.
I guess he really was Dickhead Dan. I put him in my pocket.
All right, you chuck him in your jacket pocket and you head back to your office. All right, it was a couple of days later.
What happened to him?
Oh, you probably sent him off to jail.
Oh, that's all right.
We did it.
What do you got 500 credits? Oh, he's a terrorist. The cops couldn't catch him, so they came to you.
Pineapples are slippery.
Nobody suspects a pineapple. That's how it goes. A sneaky brace of paper.
That's right. I quit. 500 credits.
500 credits. Yeah, 500 down. Credits.
I'll just
each.
Yeah. No. Together. So
I'll just keep writing.
All right. You keep.
I got a jacket with pockets. You just have an ape.
Would you like to describe yourselves in this neo-punk techno future?
I'm exactly what I looked like in Dinosaur World, except I'm a bit grey now.
Still like bald. A silverback.
Like a silverback, but now I'm also wearing a trench coat.
Are you wearing like a Blade Runner style?
Yeah,
100%. Yes,
100% a Blade Runner jacket, but I'm an ape.
Figured you both would be.
Yeah.
Not apes, but wearing that jacket. It's a couple of days later.
In fact, my jacket on the back says, I love Blade Runner.
I have a scorpion on the back of my...
Does it say I love Drive underneath it?
I also love Blade Runner.
Like anything can be bought or sold in new metal, I guess
just Ryan Gosling.
It's a couple days later and you're sitting in Giuseppe's diner. Giuseppe's Pastoria, sorry. It's like a street vendor that you often find yourselves at. Yeah. The hustle and bustle of aliens moves past and behind you as... Yeah.
We may be millions of light years from Earth, but goddamn, I love a good spaghetti.
Giuseppe, who kind of resembles a large pink squid, he places two gnocchis down in front of you and he says, "My jaws, what's the matter? You seem unhappy, yeah?"
Just kind of getting a bit homesick, Giuseppe.
I can imagine.
I miss my daughter, even though the last time I saw her, she was a Vespa.
I can't imagine. That's hard for me to kind of comprehend.
Also, yeah.
I also miss our Mickey, who was, last time we saw him was a Jeep.
Wasn't he a
he
boss?
Became a, and then he became like a man again. For a bit, remember?
Yeah.
He's dead now, though.
Ah, shit.
Now that you've spent 5 years in this strange and terrible future, there are a couple of things that you've become aware of.
I was a god once.
Have you had a splinter hoof?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, no.
I'm sorry, boys. I love you. You know I love you. Put some parmesan cheese on your gnocchi.
Giuseppe.
Yeah.
Look, I know we've been coming here for years, but do you ever serve any swine men?
I don't know what you're talking about. You mean like a pig people?
Yeah.
I know the pig pool.
The pig pool. Is there any around here?
Not a many anymore.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a shame. I really miss home.
Was that even home? I mean, I guess I was home for a bit. Yeah, there are a couple of things that you're aware of. You're aware that the galaxy that you're in is ruled by a group called the Dracula Council. They're a kind of like an empire, if you will, overseeing everything, you know, on the planets in this galaxy. And those planets that the Dracula Council can't reach are patrolled by a sort of militia known as the Neonites. These Neonites, they fight with swords, similar to you, except their swords are neon signs, as opposed to pure steel like yours. We're talking signs that say stuff like, nude, nude, nude.
Hey.
Live girls. They also have this strange ability to tap into some kind of cosmic power.
That's stressful.
They call it the key. Nobody really knows where it comes from, and they keep the secret pretty closely guarded to themselves. You also have come to the realization... Also, Joel, that you might be the last human being in existence.
Well, that's...
I find that statement offensive.
You're barely human, Joel.
Human arms.
The moment you became an ape, where'd your humanity go?
I don't even have an ape. Like, I don't even have a man brain.
It's ape brain. It's a man consciousness. Therein lies the difference.
Yeah, fair.
Yep, so that's the kind of situation at the
very
moment.
Lonely, Giuseppe.
I can understand. He gives you some kinotto, some space kinotto to have with your gnocchi.
Aww.
A lot of things in the future, maybe you expected them to be sort of Japanese inspired, but it ended up being Italian.
That's good.
That's just how things went down.
That's good.
That night you're in your office, the bounty hunting office that you hold, maybe in a gross, dingy alley somewhere with a sign out the front that says Joel's Bounty Hunters, you know, something.
So we're
like
not
that.
Even keeping it low key.
I mean, you can. What would you have for your bounty hunting office? Would you have a little sign?
Joel's
at law.
Ink.
Joel's Ink Services.
Ink is INK.
Joel's Ink Services. In brackets, we ain't squids.
A lot of people I probably come to you assuming that you'll write letters for them.
We do.
Both answered so quick.
Yeah, it's our business.
Yeah. When you're not hunting down bounties, a dime. You do dictation.
Yeah.
He's got four arms.
I can write
four
quick.
Hands.
Yeah. You can write four letters at once.
Well,
that's true.
Probably only two, because like...
Even twos, that's a lot of coordination.
Maybe with your feet.
Whoa, six!
We're back up.
What's this space equivalent of smokes?
It's probably
Sigs. Yeah.
Sigs with a Z. They've got like those classic sci-fi rings around the end.
Oh.
Yeah. And they burn, but it's a good burn.
Yeah. Oh, I'm taking that up. I'm assuming I have better lugs now in space.
That's a fine assumption to make. They're no longer carcinogenic, but they are highly radioactive.
Oh, well.
But that's all right. Like, that's just a trip to the doctor these days.
Sick. I mean, Sigs.
There's a... As the door to your office opens up, and there's a small... Kind of reminds you of like a grey alien, as you might remember from way, way
from
back
Area
in the
51?
Day. Yeah. You know, like your typical large black eyes, grey skin, completely naked, but with no genitals.
Evening.
I see we've met before.
We're known to take a cough.
Everyone like stuffs heads of animals and floor. We've just got cocks of bounties. Oh my god!
Everyone an accident.
We try to take something that we don't think is a cock, always ends up being a cock.
It's like a pineapple, like head, thing. There's like a ring,
a medal, like
a leg, like a foot. Turns out that was a cock too.
Yeah. It's
someone's
fuck
like leather jacket. Yeah,
cock, straight up cock. Don't want to wear it. Like I wanted to wear it, that's why I took it. But turns out it's a cock, so I'm just not interested.
Didn't I felt rude putting it in the bin, so I put it on the wall. Never forget.
I suppose the moment any client comes into your office, they're like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, we don't fuck around here.
Evidently.
A lot of our cases are infidelity.
Yeah, so we just...
Dick-based crimes.
The small grey alien, she sits down on the chair like in front of you and she says, I hear you're the kind of gentleman that a lady should come to if she's missing someone.
Yes, ma'am.
I've lost somebody very important to me.
Mm-hmm.
A fella by the name of Professor Bitch Hippo.
Uh-huh. Sorry. Professor Bitch Hippo?
Bitch Hippo, yes.
B-I-T...
B-I-T-C-H-H-I-P-P-O.
What was your professor in? So what was your name?
My name is Missy Dubois. Of course it is. Wealthy socialite.
You actually call yourself that? That's
I do.
Great.
That's what it says on my business card.
Well,
all right. So tell us a bit about Professor Bitch Hippo.
Well, he was doing some research for me into something I'd rather not disclose right now. But
Missy.
Yes.
Missy Dubois.
Miss Dubois is fine.
Miss Dubois.
You don't have to adopt my accent.
I didn't.
It sounded a bit like
little
did.
Yeah, I'm
a little
ape.
Bit you did.
I'm an ape. No, what?
Well, now the two of you are doing it.
So Miss frankly, I'm walking ape girl, not you, Missy. Sorry.
Mr. Just did it again.
Would you like me to come back in?
Sorry. Look, our last case involved a psychic... And, like, we're a little bit, like, shaken from it, so my accent might change a little bit. I apologize.
I understand completely.
Mr. Bois.
Yes.
When was the last time you saw... We're going to need to know more information.
Like
you can't...
saying Mr. Bois.
Mr. Bois.
Missy. Do you mind if I call you Missy?
I don't mind at all, no.
Missy. All right. I understand that some of this might be sensitive information, but you've got to understand that we're going to need every... ounce of information you can give us.
Well, I was investing in him. I was investing in his research. He was trying to discover something for me.
What was he trying to discover?
What was he tracking down, Missy?
Can I get your ape heart and your handsomeness, please?
Three.
Ooh! She's, for some reason, you know, like back on Earth, maybe, the fact that you're a human. Works, but you know, you're odd looking, whereas an ape with ape arms and man arms fits in a little better.
That's good.
She turns to you. Well, as long as it never leaves this office, he was trying to discover the source of the key that the Neonites use to do their magic, I suppose.
Right.
But he's disappeared on me. He was meant to check in, but he never arrived. He's meant to show me what he'd learned. He called me saying that he'd come across some startling information, but I hadn't seen him since. I can give you the address of his office where he would have stayed for the vast majority of his time.
And when were you meant to meet up with him, Missy?
About a week ago.
Oh, he's been missing for a week.
Well, I assume he comes and he goes.
Okay.
I assumed that maybe he would return, you know, within some time, but it has been a week and I am very worried. And I've heard that you were discreet.
Very.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Well, that's wonderful to hear.
I imagine I'm just like closing the curtain on our cock wall. Very discreet.
You kind of maybe like a door, just swing it shut. ignore the wall of cocks. Yep.
All right. So where was the last place you saw Professor Bitch Hippo?
Third and Pasquale. Is probably his office.
Third and Pasquale.
Third and Pasquale, yes. Right next to the old boyfriend factory.
Okay.
Good.
I can pay you 200 credits a day.
Done.
That sounds pretty good. Your lost budget, your lost bounty was 500 credits all up, so 200 credits a day. That's worthwhile.
Right. 200 credits a day. Thank you, Missy. We'll try and hunt down this
Professor Bitch Hippo, see what's happened to him.
And, she slides her business card across the table. It's holographic because it's the future. It says, Missy Dubois, wealthy socialite.
It actually does say that on the card.
Of course. You can, there's a number on it that you can call on your future phones to contact her. All right. Well, I must away. I'll check in with you in a day. How does that sound?
Sounds good.
Sounds good.
She leaves.
All right. All right, Ape Joel, let's go to
the old boyfriend factory.
The old boyfriend factory on 3rd and Pasquale.
All right, you going to head there tonight?
Yep. Let's what get time to is our shitty future
late.
Car,
she
I
just
assume.
Had dinner at Giuseppe's Pastoria, so it's like maybe 7.
Yeah. Oh, okay, 7. Yeah, it's 7.
We ate dinner early.
Hungry boys.
Early dinner? Wow, you just chased a pine apple across the rooftop.
Yeah. Well, that was today as well.
Oh, no, it wasn't. Okay, I don't know why you had dinner early. I got no explanation for your strange.
You know, old age, we're getting into a routine.
Yeah.
What's to be found at 3rd and Pasquale? Find out next time on the next thrilling episode of Dinosaur Universe.
Missed out on the grand opening and then closing of Dinosaur Land? Ran past the gift shop because the animatronics got out of hand? Been kicking yourself ever since you saw the get shot by a real astronaut T and you didn't duck in to grab it for fear of Bonobot? Then worry no more, because at peddlerspress.store we now have official bootleg Dinosaur Land merch available for you to love and cherish. Just head on down to peddlerspress.store and grab what you can before we get shut down for good this time.